Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful, here with a name you know. You've seen him here on Fightful numerous times, from talking about the latest in wrestling to getting absolutely smoked on a bird scooter. We've got Josh Alexander here. Josh, how you doing?
I mean, there's an asterisk beside that bird scooter thing. I'm going to hold that to you forever.
Listen, there's no asterisk. I did it with one shoe on. I've lost like 15 pounds since then. I'm in way better shape. I'm way leaner, more aerodynamic. You wouldn't stand a chance there either. So,
all right. Well, we can do it again sometime, whenever you want.
So. All right. We're going to do that. But you've been in the news lately. It was revealed that TNA picked up their year option on you. How are you feeling about that? I mean, you are still with TNA through, I think, mid-February 2025.
You know, I signed the contract 2 years ago, man. Like, I can't say, like, I've seen people on Twitter and stuff like that being like, Josh being held hostage and all this stuff. And like, I want to dispel that, you know, first and foremost. Like, at the end of the day, I want to be able to look myself in the mirror with my head held high and said I carry myself as a professional. Did I explore the option of them not extending my contract? Sure. It never hurts to ask, but you know, I signed that contract. I need to uphold, you know, my end of the bargain there and stay here for another year and stuff like that and see what happens after that. It's always a possibility that I negotiate a long-term, you know, extension before then. You know, Anthem has already had interest in doing that, but you know, at the end of the day, I think, you know, it would have been cool to, you know, kind of see what was out there for, you know, see what, you know, I could do in the wrestling business right now between, you know, other companies and stuff like that, if there's interest, because that's not something I've ever been able to do. But yeah, like I said, the ball was in their court. It was a team option. They picked it up and I'm happy here to stay for another year and do the things I've been doing for the past 5 years.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you're as familiar with American football or anything, but I saw people say, oh, they franchise tagged him. And I'm like, well, that's not the same. A franchise tag in the NFL is, your contract is up, and in order to keep you, they pay, I think it's got to be 20% above what you made prior. This was worked into your deal. This is something that you signed and knowing about, and you knew that there was always going to be that possibility of the option being picked up, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and like I said, I did ask, you know, if we could explore options of not and doing, you know, a short-term deal, a long-term deal, something else and renegotiate. But, you know, the ball was in Anthem's court and, you know, it's totally acceptable that they picked up that option. So you're not going to get me kicking and screaming and crying about it. But yeah.
That was something that when I would talk to people within TNA and Anthem, they echoed as well. They're like, well, I mean, we don't have any concerns that Josh is going to show up and be a professional and do his job. She's like, or they were like, we've never had concerns about that. Regardless, not only that, they put over how you were eager to work while you were sidelined. You did producer work and coaching work and stuff like that. How was that process for you while you were sidelined, like dipping your toes into that end of things?
Well, I got hurt. I flew from Mexico to Orlando directly to get the MRI and the surgery all within like 4 days. And then I flew straight to Windsor the day after surgery. I flew 3 hours after surgery to Detroit and drove to Windsor and ended up showing up the Windsor tapings the next day. You know, that's when I gave up the championship and stuff with my wife and son in the ring and all that stuff happened. But I remember I was at those tapings in a sling with my arm casted up and I was just like, can I just still come to work? Can I learn how to be a producer? Can I do all this stuff? Because that's something that I'm going to be able to do after my in-ring career is over. So if I learn it now while I'm sidelined and stuff like that, it's just going to be something that benefits me going forward. So it was something that I asked to do and happily, you know, Scott D'Amore and management at the time, you know, obliged me. And it was something that I could learn. And, coaching is something I've done for a very long time now at wrestling schools. I'm currently the head trainer at K&M Wrestling Dojo here. That's been open for 30 years in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, accepting new intake for April 15th, by the way, I'll sneak that in there. But, coaching something I love to do. You just get the wheels turning, stuff like that. I can look at wrestling after all my experience and stuff like that. I think that I can help people, you know, think of things from a different perspective. And that is something I enjoy. Being a producer was something I enjoyed as well, because it's something, you know, like I said, I'm going to be able to do after my ring career is done, whatever that might be, hopefully not for a long time. But it was just important for me to keep working. I wanted to show up to work. I wanted to be around this locker room. I wanted to be around everybody that, you know, we built this relationship with over the past 5 years. And I was very happy that, you know, Impact let me do that.
You brought up Windsor. TNA has a couple of shows coming up in Windsor. There's Sacrifice on March 8th. And then, of course, they're doing Impact tapings. How is that for you, having like sort of the home game? You get it a lot more in TNA than you would a lot of other places. Is that something that appeals to you from even a contractual status? You're like, well, a few times a year, I'm not going to have to go that far.
Yeah, a few times a year, I get to drive. It's literally a 3-minute drive across the highway to St. Clair College for me. So it's real nice for me, especially with my wife working as the TNA ring announcer. We have to bring our kids to every loop. So it saves me some flights for the kids and stuff like that. But, the home team advantage, man, that's a real thing. I haven't been able to wrestle here for a very long time. I wrestled in Toronto last August when we were there, but in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, like I showed up at Slammiversary and returned. I didn't get to get in the ring the next day for tapings or anything like that. Obviously I gave up the championship in Windsor in March when we had tapings prior to that. So it's been a while and I'm chomping at the bit to get in front of these Canadian fans. Cause you know, there's Maple Leafs on my singlet for a reason, man. I take a lot of pride being a Canadian wrestler. So
I love it. I absolutely love it. You're not the only one in the household working for TNA. Your wife Jade has really impressed a lot of people with the ring announcing work. What's your reaction when that offer sort of gets made and she's like, yeah, I'm going to do this?
Well, my reaction is, you know, being supportive and being like, oh yeah, you're going to kill it. It's going to be awesome. Her reaction initially was like, I hate the sound of my voice. What am I going to do? Oh my God. You know what I mean? All this stuff going through her head. But like, I know my wife better than anybody, I'd hope. And I know how hard of a worker she is. And, you know, she's going to, whatever, you know, thing she has to do, she's going to hit it full force. And much like myself with pro wrestling. So, it's been, I'm going to say fun, but like having her watching, you know, Samantha Irvin and all this stuff and telling everybody to quiet down while she's introducing people so she can study tape, and then watching her practice and memorize and do all this stuff so that she doesn't have to read cue cards while she's doing it. You know, it's very impressive and I'm very proud of how hard she's worked at it. To see her from a show to show basis improve all these little things that, you know, people give her tips on, you know, she'll finish it hard to kill and be like, maybe try this. And then she'll fix it by the next day when we have Impact tapings and stuff like that. That's how seriously she takes this, man. She wants to be the best at whatever she does. And that's something that, you know, I sympathize with. So it's really cool.
Yeah. She's doing great. She's doing really great. Big shoes to fill with Pinzer, obviously, a guy who's been around for a long time, but she's killing it. You had a pretty insane week and a half, like in mid-January. You wrestled Timothy Thatcher, went about 15 minutes with him. You had a big match with Mike Santana. I think you all went about 25 minutes. Then you had to turn around the next weekend, and it's Hammerstone, who not only is it Hammerstone, it's trying to get a contract somewhere, Hammerstone, who hits a little bit harder than usual.
Yep.
And then the next day, it's an all-timer against Will Ospreay. I mean, how were you feeling by the end of that like 9-10 day stretch? Because those are four guys that do not take a night off at all. And likewise for yourself.
You know, like when I initially took those bookings for Prestige against Timothy Thatcher and House of Glory against Santana, like the Santana one, I chomped at the bit for right away. Like I hopped right on the second they mentioned it, because Santana is just one of my boys. He's been one of my boys since I started here in Impact Wrestling, you know, with LAX in the North and stuff like that. We've always gotten on really well, because like you said, he never takes a night off. And that's something I have a great deal of respect for. Timothy Thatcher, never got a chance to get in the ring with him.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That was one of the most different matches I've ever had in my life. We wrestled for upwards of 15 minutes. Nobody hit the ropes. There wasn't one Irish whip. There was nothing like that. It was just an all-out like grappling match for 15 minutes, which is physically taxing beyond belief. You wouldn't think it would be. You know, there's not a superplex to be had in the match, but somehow your body feels worse after that. And then, yeah, man. You know, whatever soreness, aches, and pains I might have had, they all went away the second you get those TNA chants in the palms. So whether it was hard to kill the next day against Will Ospreay, man, I was walking on air for those 2 days. Didn't matter how big and strong Hammerstone is and how hard he threw me to the mat, man. Nothing was going to make me feel pain with that adrenaline rush from that crowd and the rebrand and re-debut of TNA, man. That's something I've dreamt about since I was 15 years old. I'm just very fortunate that I get put in the ring with all these very talented people. And like you said, Hammerstone, fighting, you know, to get noticed and get a contract, maybe things might have been a little harder and a little worse. But, you know, Hammerstone's one of my boys. He's somebody that I have a great deal of respect for. And I've, you know, I think he's somebody that belongs in this locker room. So, you know, he went out there and earned it. So we'll see what can happen with that. But yeah, by the time that Will Ospreay match was over, man, like I said, I'm walking on air. nothing could faze me after that. It was just all the nerves and stuff going into that, wanting to go out there and do the absolute best and rise to the occasion and, you know, make history, because you know that that's a possibility every time you're stepping the foot in the ring with somebody like Will Ospreay, and to come out of it being like, you know what, I think we did it. Like that's a thing that, you know, I'm going to hold on to for the rest of my career.
And I mean, you've had great matches with tons of people, but like the ones that got a ton of attention, that Iron Man with TJP, the Speedball match, even like the Fred Yehi match that you had everybody like online talking. Do you consider the Ospreay match the best match you've had? Or, and if not, which do you consider the greatest piece of like art work that you have painted, so to speak?
That's super tough. I've been asked that before, and it's a very tough thing to answer. The Will Ospreay match is obviously like Will Ospreay 2. That's obviously the most fanfare I've ever gotten from a match, you know, 5.5 stars or whatever it is, for it to be rated the highest rated match in TNA history is something that is insane to me, because I'm a diehard, you know, Daniels, Styles, and Joe fan.
It's my favorite match of all time. Yeah.
Yeah. It's impossible for me to believe that that match was better. I would never say anything I could do could be better than that, because the fan in me would see something like that. But I'm super honored that, you know, it's got that fanfare, because like the work we put in, sometimes I go out there and I have matches that I think, you know, are 15 stars or whatever. And it might not get the fanfare for whatever reason, just because like one person's not as popular or something like that, or not as many people watched it. So your work kind of falls to the wayside sometimes, depending on who's watching. But, you know, for that one, you know, that match was in a pressure cooker, man. That had all eyes on it. You know, the entire locker room was leaning on my shoulders to go out there and show that, you know, a member of our locker room can stand with somebody that is the best wrestler in the world at this moment and show up and show out. And I was very fortunate that I got that opportunity and got to do it.
I'll tell you a thing that I liked about Will Ospreay doing that match. He very clearly was like sneaking in a TNA booking before he went under AEW contract, because he said, I want to wrestle for TNA. He's like, I want to be able to say that I wrestled for TNA. And that's something that I think is very cool with this rebrand, because he had the impact date, so to speak. But TNA is back as TNA. And I think that so much time had passed since it was TNA that it they had that like almost romantic level to it, especially the era that you spoke about, the Joe Styles, Daniels era. How did you feel when you heard, okay, we're going to rebrand, we're going to be TNA again?
Oh, I wasn't supposed to be there for that video package and all that stuff. My visa was supposed to be at a Japanese embassy waiting to go to my first New Japan booking, which to me was like the most important thing in the world. And
yes,
I got pulled aside. They made me sign an NDA. And then the second I took my pen off that piece of paper, they went, okay, you need to not go to the Japanese embassy, and we need you to fly after Memphis to Nashville to film this. And this is what it is. And I was like, oh yeah, 100%. I'll drive 4 hours to a different embassy or something, you know, to get a different appointment, because, you know, I have to at this point. But it just goosebumps, man. Like, that's something that, you know, impact can be impact and everything. And like, I was very proud of everything I was able to do and be a part of that company. That was a dream for me. But like, at the end of the day, those three iconic letters, TNA, hearing crowds chant TNA throughout your match and stuff like that, to give you that adulation, that's something that the 15-year-old fan of me that tuned in for the first Wednesday night pay-per-view, that's something I've dreamt of since I was 15 years old. And to be able to have that transpire and stuff like that, like, and to be where we are now with the full rebrand, I think, you know, it's not just me. I think it's a lot of people in this locker room and a lot of fans around the world. Like, that just puts this thing on a different plane of existence. And I think we're going to do it justice, because I think our locker room is up to the task.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I think that this is what's old is new again. And this is a thing that, like, I've mentioned this before. Like, you'll see videos of like Chris Bay, and when he was a kid, he'll have been on YouTube showing off like his TNA collection and his aspirations and stuff. And now you're at the point to where that is a thing. Like, kids grew up watching TNA and wanting to be the TNA X Division champion, as opposed to wrestling at Wrestle Kingdom or WrestleMania or whatever that is. And I think that is something that is uniquely romantic about wrestling. I'll tell you something else I appreciate. You even wear headgear when you're doing interviews.
You know, there's a funny thing about this. I'm like Clark Kent, okay? If I don't have headphones or headgear on, nobody recognizes me. But if I'm at the gym and I got these things on, all of a sudden people are you Josh Alexander, the wrestler? And I get noticed way more, so...
Like, as I was sitting here, I was like, this seems so familiar. This seems so familiar. That's what you were missing in our race. You needed the headgear.
Yeah. I won't make that mistake twice. Don't worry about it.
That's what you were missing. So as you look forward to this 2024 year, the TNA rebrand, your option year, what are you looking forward to? Because you've done some particularly incredible stuff over like the last year or so. Like, you've always been incredible in the ring, but I mean, 2022 and 2023, you were just doing psychotic stuff with like Moose and Steve Maclin and Kazarian and quite literally anybody you got in the ring with, people were like, damn, look at what he's doing. How do you top that in 2024?
It's a tough question too. I would like to say just by doing more of the same. I think, you know, I've fallen into this placeholder of being the kind of the gatekeeper here at TNA. If you're going to come in from another company, you're going to come in and try to earn an opportunity. You have to meet me at the gates the second you step through that TNA, you know, those doors here. And that's something that I take very seriously. You know, I think there's a, it's just something being the guy that has to represent the locker room first and foremost with anybody that's stepping in from a different company. And, you know, there's not a lot of things that you can take seriously in this business, but that's something that I could take very seriously. And I'm going to keep doing that this year. And, you know, at the end of the year, you know, when it's time to sit down and figure out what the next step is, it's just, it's personal fulfillment at the end of the day, man. It's what am I going to do with my career? What do I want to say when it's all said and done? Do I want to say that, you know, I was a TNA lifer and that I did everything I can do here like 10 times over? Or is it just a matter of finding out if there's more things to do in this company? And, you know, I'm excited for the future. I'm excited for 2024. I think, you know, from what I hear, there's a lot of big things coming up for me personally, matches and stuff like that, that I'm really looking forward to. And I'm sure you guys will find out soon if you haven't already and might leak it right after this thing's done. But I just got to say I'm excited, man. Like I waited a very long time to wrestle here in TNA. And now that it's happened, you know, for all the stuff that's happened in January and stuff like that, I think at the end of the day, it falls down to what happens in that ring. And you're going to get the same Josh Alexander you always get.
Josh, thank you so much. You guys can see Josh every Thursday on Access TNA Impact. You can see him in Windsor for TNA Wrestling Sacrifice on March 8th. You can see that on TNA Plus as well. And then you can check out the tapings in Windsor on March 9th. Josh Alexander, thank you so much.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.